I am familiar with so many excellent musicians in just my area of Minnesota, the greater Mankato area, that write original music. There just seems to be really difficult for everybody to find places to play, to be able to earn some money. And so I wanted to create something that would help us to get more attention to these people. I guess we also want to help to create value for original music in Minnesota.
How do you find musicians that have lots of original music to perform?
Every year, right around the 1st of January, we put out a note. We have an open application process, and we're asking Minnesota songwriters and composers to send us information about themselves. We've been getting really good responses. This is our 5th year of the Minnesota Original Music Festival. We've been doing this open application since 2022. We've encountered lots of just really, really excellent musicians through this.
One of the acts you're bringing in this year is called Blue Dog, and they have kind of an interesting perspective on the blues.
Yeah, and it's Blue Dog, one word. This is a group of Native Americans telling their story through blues music. I first listened to them. They were awesome. I had never heard of them before. They are telling stories of contemporary Native Americans using blues music, and they do it in an amazingly artful way.
Down in the creek, it's 2 a.m. It's getting late, but we don't care. Live today. Back tomorrow. Shake, shake, shake. We just begun.
That's Blue Dog, a group of Native Americans who tell their stories through the blues. Your event, Eli, is a multi-genre event, and a very different group sonically is a group known as Given Names that you're presenting at the Minnesota Original Music Festival this year.
Right. Given Names is an all-female group. The vocalist and main songwriter is Laura Schultz. She is performing with Robin Becker is their bass player. Michelle Roach is the group's drummer percussionist. They have kind of a, they say it's a riot girl energy, which, I'm not that familiar with riot girl, but girl is spelled with multiple R's, so there's got to be a lot of energy there.
You're not all holy land. You're not everyone's dream. You're nobody's guide. You're nobody's guide. It's not what you're saying, it's what you're making them say. There's only so long that we can keep up your charade. It's incandescent bars and dry for.
Speaking with Eli Hain, the director of the Minnesota Original Music Festival, and there's a name that comes up every year, Eli, and finally you found a place for this performer, Martin Zeller.
This is our 5th year for the Minnesota Original Music Festival, and every year we have conversations with our board of directors and other musicians that we know in the area. We always survey people. We ask, like, who should we be bringing to the festival? And every year, the answer that I hear loud and clear is a guy named Martin Zeller. And we had a board meeting this year, who should we get? And the answer was Martin Zeller. I was talking to our stage manager last year, and I go, hey, Ian, who should we get for the festival next year? And he says, Martin Zeller. I had some friends come over just 2 days ago from Florida, and they were looking at the lineup, and I go, oh, wow, Martin Zeller, this is great. We love him. So finally, on the fifth year, we have Martin Zeller performing for the festival.
I'm so tired of dirty snow in a sun that's setting at 3. I can't take this 10 below. Yeah, this endless gray is gonna suffocate me. So come on, baby, this. Head west, Maureen. Head west with me. Head west, Maureen. We'll dive right into the sea.
Martin Zeller right there. At the Minnesota Original Music Festival, there will be kids activities like puppet shows and puppet making. And Eli, please tell us of the interactive stage.
There'll be an opportunity for people that are younger to participate in a jazz event that's run by a local music teacher, Eric Zimmerman. There's also going to be one for adults as well. So if you want to jump in and play any style of music whatsoever with easy jazz, you know, bring your instrument with you. I think they also have drum kits and keyboards there. It is open to the public. It's free of charge. Doesn't cost anything to go to it.
Sunday, July 19th is the date for the Minnesota Original Music Festival. There's a main stage, an interactive stage, a 48-hour band challenge, food and art vendors, songwriters, and hip-hop events. The web address for all the details about the Minnesota Original Music Festival is mnomf.org. Minnesota Original Music Festival, mnomf.org. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.